My question to you is, do you personally decide who is targeted, and what are your criteria, if you do, for the use of lethal force?
Well, I've got to be a little careful here. You know, they're classified issues, and a lot of what you read in the press that purport to be accurate aren't always accurate. What is absolutely true is that my first job, my most sacred duty as president and commander-in-chief, is to keep the American people safe. And what that means is we've brought a whole bunch of tools to bear to go after Al-Qaeda and those who would attack Americans. Drones are one tool that we use, and our criteria for using them is very tight and very strict. It has to be a target that is authorized by our laws. It has to be a threat that is serious and not speculative. It has to be a situation in which we can't capture the individual before they move forward on some sort of operational plot against the United States. And this is an example of where I think there's been some misreporting. Our preference is always to capture if we can, because we can gather intelligence. But a lot of the terrorist networks that target the United States, the most dangerous ones, operate in very remote regions, and it's very difficult to capture them. And we've got to make sure that in whatever operations we conduct, we are very careful about avoiding civilian casualties. And in fact, there are a whole bunch of situations where we will not engage in operations if we think that there's going to be civilian casualties involved. So we have an extensive process with a lot of checks, a lot of eyes looking at it. Obviously, as president, ultimately I'm responsible for decisions that are made by the administration. But I think what the American people need to know is the seriousness with which we take both the responsibility to keep them safe, but also the seriousness with which we take the need for us to abide by our traditions of rule of law and due process.
Sir, do you personally approve the targets?
Hey, I can't get too deeply into how these things work. But as I said, as commander-in-chief, ultimately, I am responsible for the process that we've set up to make sure that folks who are out to kill Americans, that we are able to disable them before they carry out those plots.
Are the standards different when the target's an American?
I think there's no doubt that when an American has made a decision to affiliate itself with Al-Qaeda and target fellow Americans, that there is a legal justification for us to try to stop them from carrying out plots. What is also true, though, as an American citizen, they are subject to the protections of the Constitution and due process.
Finally, on this topic, even Brennan said that some in government struggle with this. Do you struggle with this policy?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think that a president who doesn't struggle with issues of war and peace and fighting terrorism and the difficulties of dealing with an opponent that has no rules, that's something that you have to struggle with, because if you don't, then it's very easy to slip into a situation in which you end up bending rules, thinking that the ends always justify the means. And that's not been our tradition. That's not who we are as a country. Our most powerful tool over the long term to reduce the terrorist threat is to live up to our values and to be able to shape public opinion, not just here but around the world, that senseless violence is not a way to resolve political differences. And so it's very important for the president and the entire culture of our national security team to continually ask tough questions about, are we doing the right thing? Are we abiding by rule of law? Are we abiding by due process? And then set up structures and institutional checks so that you avoid any kind of slippery slope into a place where we're not being true to who we are.